Good morning and welcome to worship on this beautiful Sunday morning. It is the fourth Sunday of Advent, the week before Christmas. And as you can see, our theme today, the Advent theme is joy. And we celebrate with joyful hearts this morning, especially because we have a musical today that's going to be put on by our children's group, Kids Jam. And we really want to thank all the kids for helping with that and their parents who made the technology possible, for Linda for all her hard work. Linda wrote this musical and also produced it. But also we want to give thanks to our sound techs who helped us out, Carolyn and Steve, for all the mixing and all the help that they've given us in this whole process, this whole season. We couldn't have done any of our online worship services without the support of the members of this congregation. So thank you. And I know you're going to enjoy it. We also have a couple other announcements as we begin. One is we are doing online, like a gift, to the ELCA Global Barnyard. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but it's where you buy animals or seeds or those kind of things for people in places where they need some help, where they need some assistance. And the idea is that they begin to sustain their own living through these gifts that are given. And you can give anything from a little honeybee to a packet of seeds to a whole herd of cows, if that's what you feel called to do. There's a link to that on our e-news, or you can simply go and type in ELCA Global Barnyard. Also, we'd like to thank you again for your support of the Stewardship for All Seasons, the stewardship campaign this year. The card statements of intent are coming in, and we're receiving quite a few of them in the mail. People have dropped them off in the offering plate. But the third way to give those is an electronic version of that statement of intent card. I sent out an email. I hope that you received it this week. If not, there will be a link in the e-news. Just follow that, and you can make your statement of intent online. And like Joe has said many times already, even if you can't give this year or you can't increase or whatever it is, just put what you intend to give. It just helps us to plan better for the future ministry of our church. Also, just to let you know, I mean, it's good news and it's bad news. The Christmas Eve services are full at this point. And so now you can either put your name on the wait list or you can watch the service online. I promise you, we will provide a high-quality service for you to have Christmas Eve worship in your home. So those are the announcements. Let us begin our worship together today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We begin, like we always do, by passing the peace. So the peace of the Lord be with you all. Let's take a moment to share that peace with the people around us or the people in this world whom we love and care for. Just take a moment. We continue now with the lighting of our Advent wreath. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe. In your Son, Emmanuel, you have shown us your light and saved us from the power of sin. Bless us as we light the candles on our wreath this day. We light the candle of hope, love, and peace. And today we light the candle of joy for our waiting world. We ask, Lord God, that you increase our longing for your presence, that at the celebration of your Son's birth, his Holy Spirit might dwell anew in our midst, for he is our light and our salvation. Blessed be God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with our Advent song, Messiah.
shining from the desert. Some are shining from the sea. Some are shining from the mountain. Some are shining from the valley. The sun.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray together the prayer of the day. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that would obstruct your mercy, that willingly we may bear your redeeming love to all the world. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue our worship this morning with the reading of the lessons.
The first reading is from 2 Samuel 7, verses 1 through 11 and 16. Instead of David building a house, a temple, for God, God promises to establish David's house, a dynasty, forever. Centuries later, after the Babylonian exile, no king sat on the throne. Even then, however, the people of Israel remembered this promise and continued to hope for a king, the Messiah, God's anointed. Now, when the king was settled in his house and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "See now, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day. But I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all the people of Israel, Did I ever speak a word with any of the tribal leaders of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now, therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to the prince over my people Israel, and I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and I will make you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth, and I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may live in their own place and be distributed no more. And evildoers shall afflict them no more, as formerly from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. Today's second reading is from Romans 16, verses 25 through 27. Paul closes his letter to the Romans by praising God because, in the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, God has revealed the promised divine plan of salvation for all humanity. Paul proclaims this gospel of Christ in order to bring about the obedience of faith among all nations. Now to God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but is now disclosed and through the prophetic writings is made known to all the Gentiles, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith, to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen.
The Holy Gospel this morning is according to St. Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I am a virgin? The angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We continue with our kids' jam musical, and it's entitled Go Tell It. Enjoy.
Thank you. places and places. Ziga Star Isle final practice for our Christmas program. Quiet! All right, that's better. Thank you. Now let's get going with our final rehearsal so we can be ready for our first ever online Joy Kids Jam Christmas musical. Song, but I need some enthusiasm, some quiet excitement. Most importantly, you need to watch me and stay together when you're singing. Some enthusiasm, some quiet excitement.
Well, it's hard to get me quite excited when I'm singing this song 14,000 billion times. We sing it every year.
Yeah!
And besides, haven't we all heard the story of the first Christmas 15,000 bazillion times? How is it possible to get excited about it one more time?
We all know about Mary and Joseph, the angels, the baby Jesus, and the wise men. It's a great story, but how interesting can it be when we hear about it every year?
Maybe I have a point there. Never thought about it like that. Why do we need to act it out and make this big deal out of it? Why do we need to put on costumes, rehearse, and do this whole big deal? What is, it'll be so much easier to just skip it since we can't do it during rehearsal. What is so important about the story of that first Christmas?
So now what?
Greetings from the highest heavens, my friends. I'm the angel Gabriel, and I've come to share the story of the very first Christmas from my point of view, because I was there. What happened then changed the world forever, and it is still important to everyone alive today.
You were alive when the first Christmas happened. Exactly. How old are you?
It's not polite to ask someone how old they are. Don't you know anything?
It's okay. I'm thousands of years old. In fact, I'm so old that I don't even remember my exact birthday anymore. So the story of the first Christmas, even though it happened long ago, is still important right now today.
Can you please tell us the story from your point of view?
Tell us.
Of course, it's all written down in my very special magic rhyming Bible. Once upon a time, long ago in days of old, God sent me on a mission to tell of plans so bold. I went to see young Mary, a special message to bring. I told her of her baby boy of Jesus, who would be king. Mary was at first afraid and asked, but how? Why me? I told her she was chosen and God meant this to be. Then Mary found she was with child and prayed to God above. She sang with joy, thanks, and hope. She sang with lots of love. The time came for the census, the governor's decree. So with her husband Joseph, Mary went on a journey. They traveled through the desert. Their trip was very long, but they had faith in God and continued to be strong. To Bethlehem they headed, not knowing what they'd find. They hoped they'd find a place to stay, that someone would be kind.
Angel Gabriel, what's a census? And can we help you tell the story? I'm getting tired of just sitting you.
First of all, a census is when a government wants to count how many people live in their country. Back in those days, everyone had to be in the hometown of their family to be officially counted. So Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem. And yes, of course you can help me tell the story.
Hey, maybe we could sing something with you, Angel Gabriel, since I'm guessing angels sing a lot, right? And did Mary and Joseph walk all the way to Bethlehem?
As for singing, that's a fantastic idea. Angels do sing a lot. And Mary and Joseph walked to Bethlehem, but also rode on a donkey during parts of the journey. Why don't you all join me in the song about the journey to Bethlehem?
On the first day of travel for Joseph and Mary, they walked beside a donkey. On the second day of travel for Joseph and Mary, sun was so bright.
Joseph and Mary, and the hands closer, time for a
day of travel for Joseph and Mary. They felt hungry, baby was kicking, stars were sparkling, night time was cooler, Bethlehem was closer.
Continue with the story, okay?
Now, just a minute there, Angel Gabriel. If you don't mind, I'd like to continue to tell the story, if I may. I am the most famous innkeeper, that is hotel manager, in the entire history of the world because I helped Mary and Joseph when they arrived in Bethlehem, and they had no place to stay.
You certainly did, my friend, and you're right, you are famous. Please introduce yourself to everyone, would you?
I would be most happy to. I'm Ichabod Innkeeper, at your service.
As you will continue our story, Ichabod, would you like to read from the Magic Rhyming Bible?
Well, yes, I would, Angel Gabriel. Bethlehem was so crowded, no one had any room. Mary was feeling tired, and her baby was coming soon. Joseph was getting worried, as it was very late in the day. Then they came to Mayan looking for a place to stay. I could see that they were weary and needed lots of rest. I knew I had no empty rooms, but I wanted to do my best. So I thought of my barn out back. It was warm and filled with hay. I told them this would work for now and showed them the way. They thanked me very gratefully and got settled for the night. We were all ready for sleeping until the morning light.
I know this part really well. That barn was a stable like for horses and other animals. They didn't have beds or anything.
You were right about that, but the cows and sheep were in there with Mary and Joseph, and the hay made things pretty cozy too, but still knowing what I know today, I sure wish I'd had an actual proper place for them to sleep that night. Well, sometime in that night, Mary had her baby boy. She wrapped him in a blanket. Her heart was filled with joy. She laid him in a manger, the place for animals' food. But Jesus lay there peacefully, all was well and good. The dark sky was brightened by a sparkling holy star. It shone above the stable and had come from so far. It was a sign from God that our Savior had been born. It was sent to announce this was the first Christmas morn. Jesus was so thankful that all had worked. Joseph was so thankful that all had worked out right. He praised God for his goodness and sang in the night.
Jesus?
Yes, but before that happened, me and all of my angel friends appeared in the sky right over the place where the shepherds were. And we started singing in celebration to announce that Jesus had been born.
Can we sing that song that you sang that night?
Absolutely, here we go.
Oh,
holy birth, should we go somewhere fast? Do I need to get the rest of the shepherds?
Shepherd Sammy, how good to see you once again.
What's going on here, Angel Gabriel? Shall we hurry on over to Bethlehem? Is something amazing happening there, just like it did on the very first Christmas?
No need to run to Bethlehem, Shepherd Sammy. We were just singing our angel song because we've been telling the story of the first Christmas.
Oh, yes, indeed. The very first Christmas was a very exciting time. But Angel Gabriel, I have to tell you, you and the rest of your angel friends scared us that night. We were out in the fields with our sheep, minding our business, and wham! All of a sudden, a bunch of angels were singing in the sky. It was crazy!
Shepherd Sammy, I'm so sorry that we scared you, but our message worked because you went running to see the baby Jesus in Bethlehem.
Yes, we certainly did, Andrew Gabriel. May I borrow the magic writing box to tell my part of the story?
Certainly. Here you go.
There we were, shepherds all, resting on the hill, making sure our sheep were safe as they ate their fill. We were half asleep as it was the dark of night, but sadly the sky was filled of overwhelming light. Angels filled the heaven above as far as we could see, singing louder and louder still, shaking every tree. They told us through their song that our Savior was on earth. They said to go to Bethlehem and celebrate his birth. We scrambled together all of our things and ran up all of our sheep. We hurried as fast as we could go, but we were still half asleep. We were following the brightest star, just as the angels had said. We arrived at the stable where Jesus laid his head.
And that, my dear friends, is the story of the very first Christmas when Jesus was born.
Wow! I think that it must have been amazing to have been there.
Yes, it was amazing.
We were lucky to have seen it happen in person. Not many people around can say that, you know.
It was a true and miraculous blessing for the world, and we witnessed it. To that I say, thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Shepherd Sammy go? Did we just dream all of that stuff?
I don't know, but it certainly seemed real to me.
Hey, I just realized we met Mary and Joseph, the angel, the baby Jesus, and the shepherds. But why did we meet India's wise men? They were there that Christmas too, weren't they?
Yes, they were indeed, but they actually came along after the shepherds have left. We celebrate them in a day in January called Epiphany.
Well, can we celebrate the wise men right now? Remember, we have been singing a song, Where's the King? It's really fun to sing in the story and tell the story of the wise men. Can we sing it right now?
Sure, I'm sure not. We'll sing about wise men and be back to rehearsal. Sound good?
Yeah!
Rest of you, but I'm ready to get going with our final practice before we present our Christmas musical. I'm not sure what exactly happened here today, but I will never forget the story of the very first Christmas. It was told to us by two people and an angel who were actually there.
Yes, I won't ever forget this, and I will never again complain about this very special and exciting story every year.
Yeah! Well, then, let's get on with rehearsal. Today I say, thanks be to God!
Thanks be to God!
Thanks be to God!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Over the hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain.
That was absolutely outstanding. Thank you to the kids and the families that participated. Thank you, Linda, and all the staff and the volunteers who made it happen. We've been blessed today by your work. So, we continue our service today with the offering. I invite you during this season of joy, even in the middle of this pandemic, we still live in a season of joy. So here we are in the season of joy. Take a moment to reflect on what you have to be joyful for, and then offer your thanks and praise to God as we listen to this music. Let us continue our worship with the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will make all things new, in that day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so, with the choirs of angels and the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and we join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and the whole world for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Another time, our Lord Jesus, he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. I invite you to receive the communion blessing. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, strengthen us and keep us always in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with all good things. We ask that you send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your holy name through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now may Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless us and keep us now and forever. Amen. Let's sing together our closing hymn. Prepare the way of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.